Commentator Aaron Freeman has been thinking about terrorism, and that has him rethinking his favorite character in the Broadway musical, Ragtime.
The fictional hero of Ragtime is Colehouse Walker Jr., a proud, handsome, black 1920s ragtime piano player. Colehouse is a smooth talker, stylish dresser, and becomes a terrorist. In the play, every Sunday, Colehouse proudly drives his magnificently new Model T Ford to the palatial home where his domestic servant girlfriend, also black, lives and works. One fine afternoon, while Colehouse visits his girlfriend and their love child, local racist firemen vandalize his car and roll it into a lake. Because of his color, Colehouse gets no satisfaction from the police, the law, or the politicians. His girlfriend tries to plead his case to the President of the United States. In the attempt, she is killed by the Secret Service. Colehouse, consumed by grief, loss, and rage, goes on a campaign of bombing firehouses. He demands justice. Innocents are killed. Colehouse becomes a hunted terrorist, and his cause attracts devoted supporters. At the end of the play, Colehouse and his band are trapped in New York's financial district. But the bad guys have been forced to restore his car, his dignity. In a deal with the police, his followers are allowed to drive the car to freedom. Colehouse remains, knowing that the authorities will soon kill him. He implores his escaping disciples to tell their story to the world.
Go out and tell our story to your daughters and your sons. Make them hear you. Make them hear you. And tell them in our struggle we were not the only ones. Make them hear you. Make them hear you.
3 decades ago, when I read the book Ragtime, and more recently saw the play, I cheered Colehouse. Terrorist schmerist, he was a man done wrong with a right to strike back. I reveled in his mighty revenge. I hated his enemies. I was oblivious to his victims. Now, I imagine Colehouse sitting in a cave wearing a turban, or crouched in a sniper's nest. His cause, the struggle against racism and for justice, is ever compelling, but bombing is endlessly evil. Today, my mental images of what's called justified violence includes the broken bodies of the victims and the broken hearts of their families. The appeal of killers just ain't what it used to be, even when the killers are virtuous, good-looking brothers with dynamite lyrics. Slogans like, "Give me liberty or give me death," or "I regret that I have but one life to give to my country," have lost their innocence. All the violent guys, the bombers and soldiers, the lieutenants and generals on all sides, combine in my mind to one sad idea.
Aaron Freeman lives in Chicago.